things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to Week 16 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
Just wanted to do it. I wanted to hear your voice again.
Okay.
I was just ready. Being silly.
I was ready
still a little giddy about the win. You know, that
yeah,
is,
Mike's in a good mood because he got his complete game he asked for.
I wanted to say it.
Okay, rewind. Why are you in such a good mood?
Well, we finally got a complete game, Sean. Thank you for asking.
Well, that's good. I'm glad for you. I know you asked for that for Christmas.
So
Santa came
we've got,
in.
So far, we were able to do Skype. By the way, we're recording Thursday morning. Able to do Skype with the video so far. Last week, we had some bandwidth issues. But
too many people
I see that you're
internet.
Drinking coffee. What do you have a specific brand that you like?
I usually just go for whatever looks like a nice dark roast at the store, but this is Starbucks coffee, Starbucks beans, because Amina bought it last and she's obsessed with Starbucks. So I told her, get whatever looks good, and apparently that's what looks good. It's not bad.
When we used to go to Jamaica, your mother and I used to bring back a couple bags of Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. And wow, that is some good stuff. And there's a big difference from getting it in Jamaica than buying Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee in the States.
Yeah.
It's a lot fresher. And oh, gosh, that was good stuff. Well, spoil you.
I have become a coffee snob ever since I started. When I started doing the fasting stuff, it was, well, if I'm not going to eat today, I'm going to make sure when I drink my coffee, it's as nice as possible. So I started, right. I got a French press, got nice beans, and yeah, now I'm kind of a snob with it. I'll buy like gas station coffee. I'm like, oh, this is just dirt water.
You know, there was a place where I can't remember. It was on the way when we drive from Minnesota to Madison, Wisconsin. There was a place we'd stop. It was a convenience store. Man, they had really good coffee.
Yeah.
And it was convenience store price, too. So, yeah, it was our special little thing we'd do to try and make the trip a little bit better.
Holiday has surprisingly good coffee.
I think it was a Holiday.
Was it? Theirs is actually surprisingly
good. They're not all the same. I think that it depends on how serious the people are at keeping everything fresh and clean and stuff like that. All right, back on topic here. The Packers, 40. The Titans 14. I was nervous going into this game just because of Henry and the way we've been kind of run over by these big backs and been unable to stop them. How about you?
Well, going back to coffee, I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, this is a turd.
It's definitely what our main worry was after watching Dalvin Cook basically win the Vikings game on his own against us. It was definitely the big worry. I think it was LaFleur, either Rodgers or LaFleur said before the game that if they can hold Derrick Henry under 100 yards, they know they're going to win. And they held him to 98.
Which they did. They did.
Yeah. He ran it 23 times for 98 yards, averaged 4.3 yards a run. But that is slowing him down.
Nice. Yeah, and just to see the gang tackle, it was so nice to see that.
Not only seeing the gang tackling, but when we had A.J. Dillon running, they weren't tackling him at the end of the game. They were throwing themselves at his feet, doing arm tackles. They were afraid. Like, at that point, it's a business decision. We're losing by how many points do I want to put my body on the line with this truck coming? So that's what you typically see from the Titans.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Quadzilla is what I've heard them called.
What's it?
Quadzilla.
Quadzilla. Yes, yeah. I did see that. I think it was on
Which,
Reddit. I saw that.
He now has a quad injury, so that's kind of ironic.
I didn't see
that.
Yeah,
he
really?
Hurt his quad, so I don't know if he'll be back for next game against the Bears. But what a breakout game for A.J. Dillon, especially after so many people were upset about the draft pick, drafting A.J. Dillon when we already had Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. But, man, do you see the value of having the depth at running back now, where we had in previous years, you know, you lose one of your two running backs, you have a fullback in there or a Ty Montgomery, a wide receiver in there. Now to have like three stud running backs that we can count on, and not only that, but our stud rookie is fresh at the end of the year for some winter pound the football. So I was very happy with our running game.
We
234 yards on the ground.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. It was nice to see you. And it was a fun game. It was a fun game. They got close at one point, and then were able to turn it around and just put it away.
I will say this. The officiating was horrible. And I don't think it's because we paid anyone off, like they like to say online, but pretty much all the calls went our way in this game.
I felt that way too.
Especially the one running down the sideline that they didn't challenge. Like, that's a 50-yard difference.
Yeah. They were very quick to get the next play off. And a couple of times you saw that they Rodgers wanted to hurry up and snap quick, and the officials they weren't able to get set quick enough.
Rodgers
was so mad.
You saw when he almost caught them 12 men on the field, and the officials waved it off because the officials weren't ready, and Rodgers was just yelling at them. It's like, if I'm ready, you better be ready. I knew.
Well, speaking of, go ahead.
I was just gonna say quick. I knew it was gonna be bad officiating when they put the ball at the wrong spot of the field to start the game.
Oh,
that's a bad sign.
Well, to give them a little bit of a break, I mean, they couldn't see the yard lines because of the snow, and you know that does make a difference. But the players are like, no, man, it's supposed to go over here.
Is this the first time we've seen them put the field numbers on the field as a like virtual graphic with the snow?
I feel like it is. I can't
remember ever seeing
that
before.
That, and then you know that when you have the field kind of messed up with the snow, and that when they traipse around, you get the it almost looks like a static effect on the field where you know you're not tuned in very good because of the where they're stepping, and so then the first down marker, the yellow line, gets kind of almost looks like it's suspended. It's not on the field, so it's just a weird
take. Do you remember when players used to walk in front of the yellow line and it would kind of go on top of the player? They kind of had that issue with the field numbers. They don't have the field numbers perfect yet.
That's right. But it was nice to have him. It did help. So so back on Aaron, he threw four touchdown passes, and he made one Favre-like mistake that was just I don't know if you remember when you were still living at home and Favre was quarterback. I told you, I said, anytime he rolls to the right, it's going to be an interception. he will not throw it away, and he'll try and force the ball. He won't be set up to throw a good pass. And that you could have just swapped jerseys. It would have been the same play where he rolled to the right and threw that interception. And he admitted so afterwards that it was just a bad, bad play. And hopefully he gets really mad and gets a chip on his shoulder, and it makes him want to play better for the rest of the year.
Fun fact I learned a little bit ago is that interceptions count as completion.
They do?
Someone caught it. Either that or I was told the wrong thing.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
No, it's a weird rule. Rodgers, 21 of 25, only missed four passes this whole game. So I'll give him the one interception.
Sure.
Let me check here. I pulled it up. 84% completion rate. He is at 70% on the year, which is just insane. Because he's not like Drew Brees throwing 5-yard passes to guys on drag routes in front of the line of scrimmage. Every other player throwing to running backs. Like, he's actually making deep throws consistently and hitting them. Like that throw down the sideline to Davante Adams, that was insane.
That was my favorite play between those two guys. That a lot of people are talking about the touchdown, I believe in the second quarter, which was a great play. But that pass on the sidelines, it was like Davante went behind the guy and was just off the ground. The only place where you could really catch it, still in stride. Yeah. It was just an amazing catch. Yes. And then as a defender, you got to look at that and go, what do I got to do? What do I got to do?
I mean, their rhythm together is just insane. And Adams knows how to make plays. Do you remember, was it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when Adams was a rookie? And he dropped almost half of his passes that season. And I still liked him. And I remember you were like, yeah, you like the guy. Hopefully he can start holding on to the ball. And now look where we are. It's like,
yeah,
no, that's why you don't give up on receivers in the first year.
Well, it's very rare to have somebody start as a rookie. Well, not start, but play as a rookie and look like he fits in right away. I mean, it's a very tough position. Same thing as a quarterback. Yeah. Quarterback's a harder position.
Even the first or second round wide receivers you see drafted, if they're going to play that first year, they're either not on the best of teams or they have a very simplified route tree. Because it does take, you know, the sophomore, junior year in the league to really get things understood. And they say the same with cornerbacks. Being able to defend well. I think that's why Jaire Alexander, we're seeing him in his third year now, just be a stud.
Just crazy. Savage is looking really good, too. So we start out with a 19-0 lead in the first half. Really good way to start the game. We wanted to start out fast. Mid-game, eventually, we hit our lull that we typically do, but we turned it around quickly. The Titans got a fourth down stop in the red zone and then created back-to-back scoring drives to cut the lead to 19-14. And then the Packers said, okay, we're done playing. We're just going to take over here. And they had two straight touchdowns, rebuilding the 19-point lead in the second half. And it was they started on a 19-0 run and then ended on a 21-0 run. So offense clicking. Big time. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, when you got that running game like that, you got Aaron Rodgers playing, and then you got the defense playing almost 10 yards off of Adams every play. What do you think they're going to do? You know, it's like you're either going to hand the ball off or you're going to toss it to Adams.
I mean, that's basically a running play at that point. You're giving Adams the ball with, what, one, two guys to beat and just get as many yards as possible. With McCarthy, that basically was our running game. Those little fast wide receiver screens get 3 to 5 yards, and that used to be our running game for quite a while.
Yeah, it did.
Overall.
Well, we...
go ahead.
I was going to say that, just again, that we held Henry, giving props to the defense. They held Henry to 98 yards. The number one scoring offense was held to 14 points. That's pretty darn impressive. They got two interceptions, two sacks. And because we stopped the run the way we did, we took away their play action passing game. And they only just one play over 20 yards in the game. That's
you want to get hot.
Great time for defense to be stepping.
You want to get hot going into the playoffs. And they're looking pretty good at the moment. Rodgers completed passes to 8 different receivers on the game, 12 for 11 to Adams. One missed connection with Adams for 142 yards. How many touchdowns?
Three
touchdowns on the game for Adams. Just an insane game. He's by far, statistically, the best receiver in the league right now with touchdowns, everything like that. I think the only person close to him is Tyreek Hill on the Chiefs. And no one talks about the fact Adam missed multiple games this season with injury. If he'd played all the games, he might be in the MVP conversation.
Right. Well, nobody talks about, well, they not as as much as I think they should about LaFleur and how well he's been as a coach.
28 and 6 at this point in his career.
I think that it's excuse me. I think it's indicative to the Packers. If you, as a fan, if you're one that's looking for Packer news as the week is progressing, it's they hold things pretty close to the vest. They don't they're not like some teams that want to be out there like the Cowboys. Hey, we haven't had 10 pieces of information sent out to the media today. The Packers are pretty low key. And how they and I think that might hurt as far as the publicity. Kind
of, same in the offseason, though. You see all these news stories coming out from every team, and then you go to like Packers news, and it's like top 5 predictions for next season, and it's like what is this? but it's probably a good thing overall for the team. Speaking of touchdowns, so 3 to Adams. We had one other receiving touchdown. It's a name we haven't heard for a while. Equanimeous St. Brown had a,
that's a nice
21-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he made a nice move and then just ran away and was able to catch it in stride.
Dropped it in the bucket.
In the bucket. Put it right there in the bucket. How about Brian Gutekunst? So how do you say it? Brian Gutekunst? Brian, how do you say his last name?
I think it's Gutekunst.
Okay.
Just say first, Goot. The Goot.
The Goot. Brian Goot. The Goot. The Goot.
The Goot.
The Brian Goot. The Goot. The Goot. First round picks. First 3 first round picks. Alexander, Savage, and Rashawn Gary. Pretty good game for all 3 guys right there.
Yeah, had a good year. Kidding. And I think everyone's complained about those picks. Jair Alexander, I think a lot of people were happy about that pick. But I know some people were upset we took a safety last year in the first round with Savage. Huge games for them. Savage had another interception and broke up multiple plays. Jair Alexander getting his arm in everywhere. Savage, like, they were just knocking down balls as they were coming into the receiver's hands. They're just getting their arm in there, no pass interference. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was fun to see both sides of the game playing really well. The only negative would have to be special teams with Mason Crosby.
He missed the extra point, but we also got close on a few of their returns to letting them bust one loose.
Yep.
Like, we barely stopped them from being gone. And I was like, oh man, we almost had another.
What do we have to do to fix this problem here? This is not a 1-year problem. This has been going on and on. But back on Mason, he's missed 4 extra points, including 1 in 3 of the last 4 games. And all 4 of Crosby's extra point misses have come at home at Lambeau Field.
I'm okay with it. He can miss extra points if he doesn't miss the field goals.
I'm not okay with it.
Well, you know, statistically, it makes more sense statistically to go for 2 every play, every touchdown, than it does to kick extra points.
Well, if the Packers start doing that, let me ask them to try something else besides trying to run it up the gut every freaking time, because it's not working when they do it.
Hey, maybe if you have AJ the Train Dillon in there, Quadzilla, it might work. Who's stopping him?
Yeah, hopefully he'll be able to play against Chicago. It's going to be a big game. Chicago's got a lot to play for. So,
they do.
It's typically a pretty smash mouth type of game. So,
Going back to the defense really quick here. So both Alexander and Darnell Savage had 3 passes defensed each. Also a good game for Adrian Amos. Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage are now the number 1 ranked safety duo in the league.
Really?
Pro Football Focus, I think it was when I looked. Can't complain about that.
No.
And no, Darnell Savage, I think, I mean, he's had such an off and on, you know, a couple of years where he seems like a stud and then he has an off game. It seems like Mike Pettine has finally figured out how to utilize Darnell Savage the best, where he keeps him in that middle of the field robber role, kind of let him roam around, watch the quarterback, and make a play. And he just seems to thrive in that spot.
He should have had a second interception, too, because it just bounced right off his chest. He was right there, and it would have been a six-pointer because he was in full stride. Might have been a little too full stride, and that's why he didn't get it. But he jumped the route. He was ready to go.
And that's why he's not
wide receiver.
That was my first thought when that play happened.
We used to do that all the time when we got together and actually watched games together, which, again, I'll have to say, it sucks we can't do that. It's so much more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the defense. Packers played with five or six players along the line of scrimmage to contain Henry.
Yeah.
And in some fronts with four down linemen. But the linebackers played a great game. They were holding the edge. And just the tackling was good, gang tackling.
A lot of juju.
Kenny Clark had their big night.
A lot of juju on the field.
Yeah.
They found it.
And I don't know if you felt it way, but I felt like Savage was able to weather the weather better than other folks. I mean, he was just running around, and it didn't seem like he was slowed down at all.
I mean, that was a big advantage for us in the first quarter, that they seemed like very unsure about their footing. And the Packers, you know, you saw Adams, he's, you know, they kept showing his dancing feet at the line and doesn't even have to use his hands, and he's past the guy. He just jukes him.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely seemed to have good footing, and I think it wasn't as bad as it seemed because of the heated field, and I think it was just the Titans having to be able to trust the field after the first quarter. You did kind of see a difference after that, but, I mean, we talked last week about how having any kind of weather or snow, anything like that, might be a big advantage for the Titans, wanting to run the ball to set up play action. You know, that's kind of that bad weather football. Well, it turns out we used the game plan they wanted to use better than they did. We didn't know we had A.J. Dillon that could, you know, outrun Derrick Henry in a game. The play action was just on point this game. So
I agree. Rashawn Gary, great game. A lot of pressure. Bull Rush was a full display. Just the defense really, really did a great job. Again, you can't overstate it because their offense has been prolific all year.
Yeah, not only has Rashad Gary come into his own, but having him step up and become this player has really lit a fire under Preston Smith's butt. Because the whole first half of the season, you know, even the LaFleur is coming out and saying, yeah, we have an issue with effort with Smith. And it's like, so if that's the problem, it's kind of like drafting Jordan Love and now Rodgers is having an MVP season. Competition brings out, you know, people's top whatever potential.
Yeah, it's you can go one or two ways. You can go that way or you can just pout and just get cut the next year. So, and then you got to try and get a team to give you another chance. But how about that? it was a huge play where David Bakhtiari was he stuck with the block with the hands in his face. I think it was Evans for the Titans, and he didn't lose his cool. He just let the guy actually, Evans took his hand off his face mask and then put it back up again. It's like, I think the ref. Sometimes the refs will look at it and say, okay, you took your hand away, I'll let it go. And then when you put it back up, it's like, all right, I got to call it.
Yeah.
I got to call it. But that was a huge penalty for the Titans, and it extended our scoring drive.
Mm-hmm. That was huge. But there was a lot of calls in the game that was not one of them.
No, it definitely was not one of them. But let's see, what else? What was that? Didn't we have the play where we got a field goal blocked and they had a penalty on the Titans, and so then we went for it on whatever, and then they got stuffed. That was not a good turn of events.
Yeah, there. It turns out sometimes you take the 3 points. It was 4th and 4 too. That's not a given, right? You know? But what point in the game was that? Were we still close at that point? I can't remember.
I think that they went down and scored, and that's when they got to the 14. So it was 19-14, I believe, after that, that they held us on 4th down. And you felt the momentum shift a little bit. I mean, you would hope when they stopped us, because they had to be down after the penalty that stopped the block, missed field goal. Mm-hmm. When they stopped us on 4th down, it's like, yeah. But they scored, but then that was it. That was the last time they crossed the goal line. So. All
right. I was just checking the picks. I forgot to pull that up, so I wanted to make sure I had that up.
Mm. Well, we had a couple of times where I'm trying to remember, who is it, Austin that we picked up?
Yeah, Tavon Austin.
Yeah, they kind of knew that was coming. They played that pretty well. They were able to figure that out. So, but Patton had a lot of blitzes going, a lot of different types of blitzes, and I think that also helped disrupt the play action passing game. And just about everybody got a chance to blitz.
Yeah, we blitzed a lot, and I think that's kind of, you know, it works. We disrupt people's offense and we, you know, take advantage of the mistakes that they make from that. And we saw that's how you disrupt a powerful offense. When we lost to the Vikings, they blitzed almost every play and Rodgers was a shell of his normal self. Like, he couldn't just get in any kind of rhythm. So yeah, you're going to give up a couple, you know, chunk plays when you blitz if you get beat on the blitz, but I don't know. I think overall, defensive coordinators need to be more blitz happy if you have the talent to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So let's see. I don't know, man. I don't know anything else about the specifically from the game. Do you got anything else? I'm just really happy with the defense stepping up and the course.
Not too much else. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like a game when we do these podcasts after they get blown out. And it's like, how much is there to really talk about? It's like, with this game where we blew out the Titans, it's like, yeah, everyone played well. Special teams was other than that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it just felt good. It was a fun game. It's great to see the snow falling at Lambeau and just being able to enjoy the winter weather. Hopefully it will be similar type weather when they play their first home playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. When was the game here? The 26th? I want to look up our injury report here. So we have... I messed up. It's not A.J. Dillon with the quad injury. It's Jamal Williams.
Okay, I thought so, but you're usually right, so I let it go.
Well, thank you. I thought Jamal had something else, and then A.J. Dillon got a quad. So the quad injury allowed Quadzilla to have his breakout game. I would not want to be Jamal Williams watching A.J. Dillon run all over the field. Probably not great for him, especially because he's on a contract year.
Boy, similar. You know, it was pretty similar to see, and this is a heck of a compliment for A.J. Dillon. He looked similar to Henry, and in the way he was a big, big bruising back, but he could cut really quick, even in the snow.
Kind of that.
He was making some moves.
Yeah, there. Kind of that.
Go ahead. That touchdown at the goal line. He had like four guys trying to stop him. There was another play where he got a first down. He had, I think it was 6 guys hanging on him, and he still got the first down. It's just like, oh my gosh, is that smash mouth football, baby?
Yeah, no, it was fun to watch, and it's like, not only is he the smash mouth guy, he's strong, but he's also coming in to week 16 completely fresh. I don't think he had more than 2 carries in any other game.
No, I agree. I agree with you. And I saw him a couple of times make some really nice blocks. Mm-hmm. He had one play where he stopped the blitz, and then he rolled out and caught the pass, and he looks like he's ready to go. Mm-hmm. He's ready to go. Well, before we move on, because I kind of wanted to go through some of the scores for the week.
Before we do that, to stick with the Packers, do you mind if I do the injury report?
Oh, no, 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 no.
All right. Jamal Williams is still questionable at this point. So injury report is due by the end of Wednesday. So since we're recording Thursday morning, this should be up to date. Jamal Williams questionable with his quad injury. Alan Lazard practiced Wednesday but has a wrist injury. Kevin King questionable. Kingsley Keke questionable. EQ St. Brown hurt his knee and has a partial participant in yesterday's practice. Mercedes Lewis is questionable with a knee injury as well, partial participant. Za'Darius Smith hurt his ankle and is questionable, but he did practice in a limited fashion. And then Jay Sternberger is still questionable with his concussion, but it looks like he's been back out on the field for limited practice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I read yesterday, that he's getting really close to being able to come back, which is great. So not bad at all. Okay. You're done with your injury
report? That's my injury report.
All right. Well, how about you tell me a little bit about your graphic design business?
Yeah, so I do freelance graphic design, everything from business design, sales, infographic materials, business cards, logo branding, letterhead, all that fun stuff. A lot of what I do is social media content, social media marketing, helping grow your online presence, which is extremely important right now with COVID, where everyone's doing business online. And then also the other main thing I do is website development. So if any of that it sounds like something you need, or you have a friend that might need it, I also do $25 referral bonuses anytime you refer someone to me and they sign up for a job. And yeah, so that's kind of what I have going on. So go to greenlightgraphicdesign.com. It's greenlightgraphicdesign.com and give your business the green light.
And one thing I want to add too, you talk about it with so much business being online. It's not going to be like, as we get further down the road with COVID and getting healthier, that somebody's going to flick a switch and people are going to quit doing business online. They're finding out that in some cases it's more efficient. So people are going to keep doing it. And if it's working, and you, why would you stop
paying for real estate?
Green light. That's right. That's what they're finding. Some of these cities are really in a hurt. So real quickly, voice guy next door. That's what I do. Full-time voiceover guy. And I love all kinds of different stuff. I haven't really gotten into character stuff much, you know, like video games, but hey, I'm game. You want me to shoot me a script? I'll give you a read, won't charge you anything. And if anything, give me a tip or two to help me move forward. But a lot of commercials, radio, TV, telephony is what they call it, or voice prompt for telephone systems. Those are kind of fun. Anything. I mean, even stuff where back in graduation, high school graduation, where people will want just reading off the names of the people, you know, just anything that you'd use voice for. VoiceGuyNextDoor.com. And just shoot me an email, and I'd love to chat with you a little bit. So let's go. You want to do the game ball? I think it's pretty obvious who it goes to, but you ready to give it out?
Yeah, I'll let you give it out, but I'm ready for the game ball.
Okay. Let's do the game ball. So the guy who's been sitting on the sidelines finally got his chance to show what he's about. AJ Dillon, congratulations. You get the game ball. The way it works is you contact us, give us your information, and where you live, we'll shoot you a signed Nerf football. And if you could give us the passcode to enter your house, and we'll deliver it ourselves. So,
and what
congratulations.
Time should we be home?
Make sure you got some good coffee for Sean. Exactly. So congratulations. Just a killer game. It was
really, man, we could have given it.
It was reminiscent of back when Mike Sherman was coach. Remember when we used to just pound the ball? And now you got balanced offense. It's exciting.
Yeah, we could have given it to a few people in this game. I mean, Darnell Savage was just a monster in the middle of the field, deflecting passes, breaking up plays. Jair Alexander, Aaron Rodgers with his 84% completion rate. There's just Adams had a great game. So many people we could have given it to this game, but I agree. I think A.J. Dillon is the choice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So some of the scores to talk about. The Saints took care of the Vikings 52-33. The Vikings basically lost to Kamara, who had gave them a little dose of their own medicine. He had 6 rushing touchdowns. That tied the most in a game in NFL history. 6 rushing touchdowns. That's amazing. Vikings end, so they're 6-9. And now the question is, what do you do with the Vikings? You're going to keep Zimmer. You got to keep Cousins because you're bound into that contract. But I personally think that they need to start higher up on the food chain. Instead of looking at replacing coaches and quarterbacks, I think you get to look at the people who are on the top making the decisions. You got, I think Spielman, you should be looking at replacing this guy. Unless, I mean, for me as a Packer fan,
yeah, I don't mind.
Keep him.
Kind of like we play the Bears, our final game of the season coming up here on Sunday. Mitch Trubisky, they have to decide if they want to re-sign him or go a different way. I think our game against the Bears could be a big deciding factor in the future of Mitch Trubisky's career. I think if he lays an egg against us, there's a good chance he's not a Bear any longer. So I kind of feel like we should not necessarily let him just go to town, but give him a few plays, you know, make sure he has the yardage. Make sure we win the game, but make sure Trubisky looks decent enough that they do re-sign him. Because otherwise they might get a competent quarterback. And that's not good for anyone.
That's true. That's true. I can't deny it. Buccaneers beat up on the Lions 47-7. I think the Cardinals were embarrassed by the 49ers. They lost 20-12. It was nice to see Chucky lose another game. The Las Vegas Raiders. Lost to the Dolphins. Let's see. How about the Jets winning their second game over the Browns? That was a bit of
Jets
a surprise.
Jets fans are losing their mind. Why have we won 2?
Dropping down.
Yeah,
first we win
one, so we're tied with the Jags. We win another, so we definitely don't get the first pick. And it's like, not only that, but beating the Browns. The Browns had a chance to clinch the playoffs for the first time in how long? Mm-hmm. All you had to do is beat the Jets.
Right.
But they do, I think they have to beat the Steelers coming up. Have you heard about this game? The Steelers-Browns game?
The COVID situation? They got a lot.
Yeah, so yeah. Browns have a lot of people on COVID. It's kind of a win in your end game for the Browns, so they can't cancel it. They can't really postpone it now for one game. They had talked about having an extra week before the playoffs earlier in the season, but now that we're here, it's kind of a little late to add that in without messing up every other team. So I think they're going to have to find a way to play it and just tell the teams, whoever you have, that's what you come to the game with. And it'll be an interesting one to watch. Watch the Browns try to clinch the playoffs with half their team on the field.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's just kind of like what Denver went through when they couldn't keep a quarterback healthy. But did you see that the Titans placed their kicker on the COVID reserve list?
Oh, he gave us COVID?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. I guess if you had to pick a player, you'd want to you want it to be they placed the kicker 2 days ago on COVID, and they just placed their punter on COVID yesterday. So
knock on wood, pretty. But we have been pretty fortunate this season when it comes to the COVID outs. I got one too.
All right. Let's see, Bears over the Jaguars. They had a solid game against them. Chiefs sneaked by Falcons. They looked a little flat, and I think that game might have hurt Mahomes' chance of beating out Aaron Rodgers for the MVP.
I think it definitely did. I think Chiefs are not going to be the team in the playoffs they were last year. They have the same offense, but that defense is not the defense of last year. So I think they're going to have a lot of close games in the playoffs. I think they're going to have to really fight to win them. But also, you know, who are they not going to be the favorite against? I'm not saying they're not a great team, because they are, but they're not as good of a defense as they were last year, which is going to be their weakness.
Game that I was watching some of it, rooting for the Rams. They let me down. Seahawks won 20-9. If the Rams would have won, we would have clinched up the NFC title.
Oh, did we not clinch it yet? Are we still fighting for the one seed?
Yeah, we gotta beat Chicago, or the Seattle has to lose, and you know how that falls together. And the Bills just keep rolling. They beat up, I think it's the first time in almost two decades that they swept the Patriots in a season. They beat the New England Patriots 38-9, and I watched some of that game, and they look good. They look good on both sides of the ball. So
nice. Tampa Bay's getting pretty hot going into the playoffs here.
They are. Not as, you know, looking at them. I mean, they beat the Lions. But I don't see them as good as some of the other teams, but they certainly got some studs on their teams.
Yeah, they're definitely not as good as other teams, and I think their offense is a little behind the rest of the league as far as, I don't know, John Gruden is, I know he's a defense guy, but their offense doesn't seem as sophisticated. They're not doing the motion, they're not doing the spread, things like that. But also, you can never count against Tom Brady in, like, January or February. So,
right. I agree. So how are we doing on the picks? You want to go, let's cover the picks, and then we can kind of talk about some of the games coming up.
No, that's okay. We can just talk about the games.
Okay.
All right. I'll do the picks. So you were up by two.
That means Mike's doing good.
You were up by two going into last week. I tried to gain some ground and did not work. Vikings at Saints. I took the Vikings while you took the Saints, and the Saints won. We both picked the Bears over the Jaguars. Bears won. And then Bucks at Lions. I took the Lions, you took the Bucks, and the Bucks won big. So Mike is up by four going into week 17 with minimal games left.
Groovy.
Very groovy. Minimal games left, too, because we have two this week, because NFC North teams are playing each other, and we'll only have two the next week, possibly only one from there on. So,
Well, I think we just go through the regular season, don't we, with our picks?
I think we were doing the playoffs for the Packers, but we always made the same picks.
Right.
You're gonna pick against the Packers in the playoffs.
Right. So, like you said, we've got the Vikings at the Lions. You want me to pick first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna pick the Vikings just because I think that Zimmer. Did you see what he came out and said about his defense?
No.
This is the worst defensive unit I have ever had in my career.
Talk about
and then he kind of stepped back a little bit, and he said, of course, we've had some injuries and stuff like that. They had to, you know, attrition with some players. But, boy, that makes you feel good, doesn't it? You just lost the game, and then your coach says, you suck.
Well, it's always good to know your coach has your back, you know?
That's right. So I picked the Vikings.
I'll take Lions. I need to gain some ground.
It's a toss-up game. It could go either way easily. And then the other game would be the Packers at the Bears. Yeah. Packers.
So we actually have something to play for this game. I think we were not expecting that last couple weeks. So we were talking about, do you sit the starters or not? But it looks like it's going to be all hands on deck. And correct me if I'm wrong, if we win this game, we kick the Bears out of the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so, unless it's some weird, they need this team to tie and this team to lose and that kind of thing. I'm not 100%, but I believe they need to win this game. So it should be pretty intense there until we run up the score and then they go, okay, just get it over with. We want to go home. Some other games. Let's see. We got, boy, wouldn't it be interesting? The Jets are at New England. See, that'd be quite the year for the Patriots if they lose to the Jets. Let's see. I'm trying to look. We got the Ravens at the
By the way,
Bengals. I think the Ravens.
if the Jaguars beat the Colts, which is kind of a probably not going to happen considering the Jaguars have lost 14 in a row, but if they beat the Colts, I saw on Pro Football Focus that they're probably going to cancel the Brown Steelers game because then it's a meaningless game where both teams are in.
Wouldn't that be
Yeah.
nice if they did, for if you're one of those teams, because then it's a
Yeah, I saw
rest.
some people online were upset that they'd get an extra bye week. I'm like, not really. They can't practice with all their players on COVID anyways, but.
It's just that's the way this year has gone.
And the
You know
Steelers
what?
have
For
taken
the
some
first
hits on
time.
their schedule. They lost their bye week. They had all this crazy stuff happen.
For the first time. At 12:01 a.m. on New Year's Day, we can say that hindsight is 2020.
Oh boy. Did you write that down? Were you waiting for
Dad jokes,
that?
dad jokes. Coming up on the 3 o'clock games, one that I think we'll be watching the score on is the Hawks. In San Francisco, take on the 49ers. 49ers really don't have anything to play for except for
Don't have
pride.
any players left.
And let's hope they're able to eke one out there. That would help us out
Yeah.
tremendously.
I can't recall the last
And I
time I
don't.
saw a team injured as much as the 49ers are this year. They have a whole new team playing right now.
It's crazy. They've won six games.
It's impressive.
That's a credit to
It
that
is.
team.
But.
Let's see. I'm not sure. I think the Cardinals, when they lost that game, they're out of the playoffs. They're playing in LA against the Rams, but I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. I don't know who's still in, who's not.
I can pull it up.
Let's see. Okay. Titans at Texans. That should be an easy game. I think they got to win that game, and possibly somebody's got to lose for them to move on.
So,
Let's see.
do you want to know who's.
The Chiefs already came out and said that they're going to sit their starters because they clinched home field.
Okay.
And the Saints, I believe, they're at Carolina, and I'm not sure. I think. The Washington football team is still in it. I think the Eagles are out, so it's between I think Washington and the Cowboys, I believe. Do you have it up? Do
Yeah,
you have it?
so NFC, we have Packers, Saints, Seahawks, and Buccaneers that have clinched the playoffs. And then we have Washington at 6-9 and Cowboys at 6-9 competing for, to win that division at 7-9. Just crazy. So Washington plays the Eagles, who are 4-10, and the Cowboys play the Giants, who are 5-10. What a division. Arizona, or let's see. So Washington's in the hunt. Rams, LA Rams are in the hunt at 9-6. The Bears are in the hunt at 8-7, need to beat the Packers. And you have the Cardinals, Cowboys, and Giants on the bubble. If you want to look at the AFC side, we have Chiefs, Bills, Steelers have clinched the playoffs. Titans, Dolphins, Ravens, Browns in the hunt, and Colts on the bubble.
Okay, which it's surprised to see the Colts are on the bubble
They're a
because
good team.
they were rocking it. they were rocking it for the first half.
Yeah, and they, I mean, they've still played well. They have a really good, one of the best defenses in the league, but they're 10-5 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be an interesting playoff picture this year with the extra wild card team. Only the one seed gets the bye. It's going to be interesting.
I agree, buddy. I'm done. I'm tapped.
You're tapped.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about the Bears game?
You know, if I'm going to go with history, there'll be some weird plays. Hopefully we got better officiating. But I feel like definitely if we play the game we did this past Sunday, we will win. I don't think the Bears defense is the same defense it was last year. So that's gonna hurt them. And the nice thing about playing at Lambeau when you go into the Windy City, it's not like you're shocked. You know how to play in that kind of weather. So I'm confident that we'll win this game,
yeah.
Barring any flukes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you?
I agree. I mean, we're at the end of the season, and no one wants to play the Packers. That's where you want to be. So. Mm.
That's
yeah,
exactly
I
it.
Feel good about
and
it.
I remember last time we went to the Super Bowl, and I remember folks at work, they were like going, gosh, your team. You know, it's funny when you're this close to watching the games, and then you still kind of nitpick, and they're like, oh, man, the Packers look mm-hmm. great. The Packers look great.
Well, 2010, so, we
yeah, it is fun.
Barely...
Hey, I feel like we're starting to lose it.
What was that?
We're starting to lose the bandwidth here, so we should probably wrap her up pretty quick.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it's been good right. talking to you. Been good talking the game. We got one more regular season game coming up, and then it's single elimination football.
Until next week.
Go.
Go.
Pack, go.
Pack, go.
That wasn't bad. You want to try one more?
All right, ready? One, two, three.
Go.
Go.
Pack,
pack,
go.
Go. It wasn't
no,
any better.
We need a system. Like, you say go, and then you take a beat. And you say pack, and you take a beat, and you say go. Instead of trying to just match each other after the fact.
Bye,
until
John.
Next time. Bye, everyone.
Yeah, you were starting to break up. I don't know if you heard it
I
on my end.
I could hear it a little.
You were
yeah.
starting.
But
okay.
Other than that, I didn't hear anything throughout the rest of the podcast.
No, just shoot me the two files, and I'll splice them
yeah,
together.
I'll label them like part one, part two.
Cool. Really? Hopefully it all works.
Yeah, it should. I got a phone notification that your Sam's Club order is ready. Yeah,
thanks.
Anytime.
Why are you getting it?
Just from when I picked it up before, I'm on the Sam's Club app. And I use your app to shop at Sam's Club. You have your card on the app. I actually was at Sam's Club yesterday and had to leave because every time I opened the app, my phone crashed and turned off. So I couldn't even get in the stupid store or check out if I was in the store. I tried taking a screenshot quick of my card before it crashed, and the app doesn't allow screenshots.
Wow, that's
yeah,
a
it was annoying. But
hey, I'm gonna boogie because I want to help your mom serve the kids lunch okay. here. So
thanks for being.
We got a small crew today. Ooh. We got like five six kids.
And then here. Mom's off tomorrow too. Nice.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, you enjoy. I enjoy doing it with you. Thanks for the flexibility as far as time and stuff.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Sean, don't ever feel bad about that. Don't ever feel bad.
Oh, that's okay. I'll probably always feel bad. That's part of it.
No, you're not allowed. I forbid.
The guilt's part of it, man.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack.
go.